Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He is a father, husband, storyteller, documentary filmmaker, and a hell of a college football reporter. Joins us right now. Manny, always appreciate the time. In the few minutes that we have here, just want to run through a few things with you. I was shocked at the quote that you got from Robert Caslin yesterday. This is the first non-committal answer we've gotten from South Carolina on Muschamp, and in my life, I've never heard a "we'll see" be met with keeping the coach for next season. Great work getting that quote yesterday.
Thank you for having me and the kind words, but this would not require any tooth pulling at all. I just asked the question. He is not a guy that cares much about the PR of it, and I respect that.
Me too.
He wanted to tell the truth, and he wasn't trying. I mean, he was trying to be as supportive as possible without giving me any BS. And so I appreciated that. And you know, the conversation he got animated, very passionate about the program and about what he envisions and what he expects. And he'll have to, I think he's the kind of person too, who will give, Muschamp a chance to lay out his vision and to see if it aligns with what he has in mind.
Do you think, Manny, has South Carolina given Will Muschamp enough time? We saw Florida State fire a 4-5 coach in year two. Columbia, South Carolina has kept a 4-5 coach up until this point through year four. Have they given him enough time to make a final determination?
I believe so. I think 4 years, I mean, that's a basically a recruiting cycle. I guess you could say 5 years. You get your first recruiting class in there, and they become seniors. So you could say that. But I think it's what you've seen out of the program. Has it progressed steadily? And not just in win-loss record, but is there visible movement, toward a established goal? And I don't know if Muschamp has shown that. I don't really know what the identity of this team is.
Exactly.
What's the brand? I think that everything else about the situation mirrors Clemson in 2010. Yeah, 2010, except that Dabo had this, he had this zero focus, this established brand strategy, and this all-in campaign. And it drew jokes then. It seemed corny then, but now we see the results of it. And that took Terry Don Phillips, the athletic director at the time, to stand by his decision and see that vision and look beyond the win-loss record and beyond all of the donors that were, screaming and clamoring for a new coach and that type of thing. And as Dabo said, I think last week, he was a lot cheaper to get rid of at that time than Muschamp is right now.
Right.
So we'll see how that goes. That $18 million buyout, whatever it is, whenever they decide or what to do or what not to do, that will play the biggest factor in this decision.
So it's interesting with Will Muschamp, as we close on this, Manny, just a quick interview with you today and appreciate your time. When Will Muschamp was the coach of Florida, it got to the point where I was rooting for my team to lose, and I'm a Florida graduate.
Oh.
And I've actually got my producer, Lonzo, a South Carolina fan, to admit that he has reached the same point this week, that he is rooting for his team, the Gamecocks, to lose so they can move on from Will Muschamp. So my question to you, Manny, is quite simply, is that okay? Is it okay to get to a point where you're seeing the big picture clearly enough to want your team to lose? Is that ever acceptable?
Well, you know what they call that in the pros?
Tanking.
They call that tanking.
Yeah.
So, it's become a standard. So And I've never been one to tell people how, you know, to dictate people's fanhood. So if that's how you feel, that's the strategy you want to use, that's fine. I don't know. I've never been in that situation. And even as a, you know, Wake Forest, you know, grad and now a fan over the last 3 years, you know, last year, the 63-3 to Clemson, but you saw progress and you still had a belief in Dave Clawson. So, that, I think that's what the fans want. They want something to hang on to and believe in, to have a identity. There's nothing there. Right now you have the Georgia win, but then that's mitigated by a loss to App State. And App State is a great program. I got a lot of feedback today about, you know, writing the word embarrassing on that loss. And I think South Carolina fans should be embarrassed by that loss, regardless of the caliber of program that Appalachian State is. It's in the Sun Belt. You know, it has no business coming into an SEC stadium with the difference in resources and all of that, and winning, and not just winning the game. It wasn't, you know, they controlled the game.
100%. Yeah, that was the worst part about it, is that App State was clearly the better of the two teams. Manny, always great. Oh, always great to have you on, my friend. I look forward to seeing you at a Clemson game here real soon. All right.
All right. Always a pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.